What?
Steps?
Climb the steps. Mm-hmm. Would you still call the steps, say if you were in a two-story house and you wanted to get from the first floor?
Stairs.
To, you would call it stairs inside?
Right.
Okay. What about this place out front here?
What's?
You call that porch. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Stoop. Stoop? Porch? Veranda? Guess that's about it.
Would you use those interchangeably?
No, well, mostly in everyday conversation, I say porch.
Yeah.
If I'm out and talking to some people who are 6 or 7 years old, no matter the room, I mean, and they're talking about the stoop, I would use the same words that they're using.
Yeah. What about in some houses, you don't have one that's this large, you might just have a little area, barely big enough to stand on out front. Would you call that a porch?
I would.
You would call it a porch, okay. What about, have you ever seen the type that runs, that extends around the sides of a house?
Right.
Would that still be called a porch?
As far as I know.
As far as you know, okay. Does it matter whether this area is open or screened off as to what you would call it?
Nope, it wouldn't matter.
If it's screened in, you just call it a screened in
Screen
porch.
Screened porch,
yeah. Okay. All right. What is it possible, is there such a thing as having a porch, let's say, in a large house on more than one floor? Could you have one, let's say, on the second floor?
Yes, you could.
Would it still be called a porch?
I would call it a veranda.
Call that a veranda. Okay. And the one at the back of the house you would call?
A porch at the back of the house? Porch.
Just a porch. Or a back porch.
Back porch.
You call it that. Okay. Does it make any difference if this back porch had a roof or not, as to what you would call it? No difference. Okay. All right, if I came in the room and left the door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you tell me to do what?
Close the door.
Close the door or maybe shut
the door.
Shut the door. Okay. What about on frame houses, these boards on the outside of the house that overlap each other like that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Weatherboard.
Weatherboards. Have you heard that called anything else? If every day you get in your truck out there and you do what? You say you're going to go
drive to work.
Okay. And yet today you drive, yesterday you
go.
And you have
living.
Okay. What about this part of the house that covers it? The top of the house is called the
roof.
Okay. What about these little things on the edges of a roof that carry the water off? What do you call those?
Gutters.
Are those things built in or are they suspended? Usually.
They're suspended.
They're suspended. Okay. What about, if you have a house whose roof has different slopes, is there any particular name for the place where those roofs meet? Might be a place where you'd have to lay down tin to prevent a leak.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard that called a valley?
I have, right.
A valley?
Oh, I know, right.
Okay.
I've heard that called a valley.
Okay. And you might have a place outside, maybe in the back of your house, where you might use for storing tools, or in older places, you might use it for storing stove wood or something like that. What would you call that?
Tool shed.
Tool shed. Okay. And before the days of indoor plumbing, people had outdoor toilets. What would you call those? What would you usually call it?
Outdoor toilet, privy.
Privy. Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody refer to that in a joking way? Any particular term they would use in that context?
Outhouse.
Outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What, are you familiar with farms to any extent?
Slightly.
Okay. What sort of buildings would you find on a typical farm?